Okay.
Sardine cane, peanuts.
Sardine cane, y'all ever have make your own sardine lassies?
We used to make our own lassies.
Yeah.
It grows in the field.
That's the thing of the past, though. Were there a few just for the oddity of it?
I went to mill this year and got a half a gallon for $10 a gallon.
And you got a half a gallon?
Yeah, I done gone. I was just supposed to swear. I just too much, and I said, you won't get none of them either, but he did.
$5 for half a gallon.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yes. Sardine lassies are good. What kinds of fences do you have around the yards and gardens?
Well, we had wire fence, and you can have rail fence, wire fence. We had wire fence here.
What if it's made of a bunch of little boards? What do you call that?
Palings.
Palings. What's the difference in paling and picket fence, you know? I heard the other day the difference in picket fence, I believe, has sharp points at the top.
Oh, that's what we always call palings.
Yeah. Just boards.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What do you call the kind of fence that can injure cattle and it scratches them, you know, with it? What kind of?
Electric.
Well, now that's today.
Barbed wire.
What kind?
Barbed wire.
Barbed wire, okay. The fence made of twisted wire with sharp points on it.
Yeah, barbed wire.
Okay. What would you call the kind of wire fence that you might have kept your pants on when you tried to climb over it?
That's barbed wire.
So, what kind did you use to hang your clothes out on, apparently?
Clothesline.
No, did you never use the old fence before clothesline came in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we used
fence and bushes.
But I mean, we used to hang our clothes before we had this clothespin on barbed wire.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we kept them getting them all torn to pieces. Yeah, they were torn. Didn't make much difference. Can you name any other kind of fence that's made of wood?
Plank. You know, like.
Yeah, but what's it called? You know, Nelly? What would you call the kind of fence made of split rails laid in a zigzag fashion?
Well, that's no rail fence.
Okay. And what kind of fence did you have around your field?
Well, we've had all kinds. We had one way back, we had rail fencing. And it's just an early spring of the year, the fire'd get out and you'd have to fight fire to keep from burning your fence and rails up.
Yeah.
Well, then later we had wire fences and didn't have so much trouble with the fire. And the last several years that we farmed, we had rail fence.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we had wire too later. But the rail fence is what we had years ago.
Okay.
You know.
But when did
this,
you?
Might not make any difference, but we would have been married 70 years this past November.
Is that right?
70 years.
70 years. You married when you were a little girl, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then what did you call that extension that you might build above the top rail to save lumber while keeping the fence high enough to hold the big animals? You know what that's called?
Mm-hmm.
Above the, call that extension you might build above the top rail to save lumber while keeping the fence high enough to hold the big animals. I don't know either.
I don't know what that was. I've seen Walter put up a wire up there. He put a nail a piece up on his
post,
you know, and then put a wire up higher a few times.
But
he never done much of that.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, you might make holes for the wire.
Post. Post
hole. What would you call if you call just one of them?
A post hole.
Well, that's the hole that what goes in it.
The post.
Yeah. Well, what if you have several?